Well, from their actions, they don't seem intent to take over the government. To call it a coup, as you know, the soldiers had to demand the president to resign,
Which
but
they did not.
they have not done that. They have not aimed either the airport or the presidential palace, as has commonly been done in many other African countries that passed through similar situations.
So their actions was limited strictly to the
To the Minister
Ministry of
of
Information.
Information, correct.
Now, can the action taken by these soldiers, can it be described as an isolated matter, or is it a sentiment maybe shared by many Eritreans?
Well, again, it's difficult to know whether isolated or widespread. But if we hear the demands of those mentioned soldiers, they were clearly asking for the implementation of the constitution. And this has been commonly raised by many Eritreans. But to gauge how widespread it is, it really needs more research.
Now, regarding political prisoners, that's one of the issues raised by these soldiers. President Isaias, as you know, has long denied the existence of political prisoners in Eritrea. Now, you are an Eritrean journalist who closely monitors developments back home. Is the president correct in asserting that there are no political prisoners in Eritrea?
It depends. It depends how you describe political prisoners. In a country where the constitution is not effectively implemented, political movements can be considered as paramount to treason. In a democratically elected government, as you know, where the term of the president is limited by the constitution, it is another issue. So where you put the line is a difficult matter in many African countries like Eritrea. In addition, don't forget that the country is technically at war with Ethiopia, although realistically they are at no peace, no war situation.
Now, of course, Human Rights Watch, the Committee to Protect Journalists, and other entities have issued all kinds of statements as to the lack of political freedom, press freedom, and so on. Are Eritreans free to assemble and speak their mind as the government says they are?
There is no private media in Eritrea, first of all. True, in Asmara cafes, I was amazed to hear people criticize the government. I also see people criticize the government in state media.
In state
In
media?
state media. But again, the point is, I haven't noticed a self-organized group of people or association discussing politics in Eritrea.
So when people make critical remarks about the government, do they feel safe? No backlash? Nothing happens against them?
Again, where and how you do is the question. When they discuss among themselves, as I say, in cafes and on the streets with people whom they know, I went there from here, and they were really talking to me with no fear. But I have not seen them openly criticize the government on air or in an organized situation.
Did you yourself, as an individual, as an Eritrean, feel free to discuss? Were you interviewed, for example? And if you were interviewed, did you feel free to express your views freely without possible repercussions from the government?
You know, my last trip was not an official trip or a business trip. It was a private trip, so I was not mandated to do any reporting or interview people. But government reaction to me cannot be a measurement how the other people live.
That actually live there and operate within the country.
So I cannot be one of the samples.
Now, Tolda, of course, I had occasion to interview President Isaias during one of his visits to Washington several years ago. And he seemed to scoff at the idea of holding what generally is accepted as democratic multi-party elections. Now, from your perspective, how do Eritreans feel about the fact that no elections have taken place in nearly 20 years of independence?
Yes, I have also interviewed President Isaias a couple of times. He has never been enthusiastic about the idea of holding elections. His definition of democracy is different from what we understand here in many ways. He centers his argument on equal distribution of resources to all citizens. So, to your question, according to the president, 20 years is very short, and he seems to understand that it should take 100 of years, even.
To hold elections.
Yeah, he brings the history of the United States as an example. and he cites other references, but as a new country, Eritrea is not...
Not ready for democracy.
And also the type of democracy that he wants to implement is different in its description and meaning from what we know here. To your question, how Eritreans feel about Isaias, that requires more independent research again inside the country, and it has to be looked at demographically and geographic locations.